Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. My name is Sarah. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. Am I speaking to Gerard?
Gerardo Rodriguez.
Hi, hello. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear. So, Gerard, the reason of the call is because we understand that you're looking to improve your financial standing, and this starts with improving your credit. So I would like to ask you a couple of questions. This way we're able to see how much assistance you need on your credit, okay? Let me ask you, the last time you looked at a copy of your credit report, what was your credit score?
About 590.
Okay. Do you remember through what credit bureau?
Equifax.
Okay. Are you, as I'm reviewing your file, it seems that you were looking for like property. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still looking for this process or no?
Yes, I'm still looking.
Okay. Are you looking for regular, are you looking for regular rental or the rent to own?
Rent to own, if it's possible.
Rent to own. Okay. Would this be the first time that you're buying property?
This would be the first time.
Okay, I see. Okay, what about any negative accounts that can be affecting the process, like medical bills, collection accounts?
Well, the collection account could probably be one of the issues with me. AT&T.
Okay. How much do you owe for your collection accounts?
On the collection account, I'd say about $15,000.
$15,000. Okay, and in this is medical, or what type of collections do you have?
It's like business overdue payments that I've been paid, and one with Wells Fargo overdue payments on the withdrawal. And stuff like that. Nothing, no personal loan or no credit cards or nothing like that, no.
Okay, so lack of credit pretty much, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So then, based on the information that I have here, I understand that the only thing that might be holding you back is your credit standing. Just so you know, like other companies, what we do is we work on improving every aspect of your credit. And this is from disputing the negative items that are questionable to giving you access to positive credit. So what I'm going to go ahead and do next is I'm going to go ahead and attempt a soft pull. This is going to be from your Equifax credit summary. I can assure you it's going to be a courtesy pull. So this will not affect your credit score in any way, okay? Do you have a middle name, middle initial?
No.
Okay. Last name you said is Rodriguez, correct? Okay. Your phone number is 786-222-0810. Is this phone number your personal phone number, or is it like a home phone number?
No, this is my personal phone number.
Personal? Okay. Thank you. Okay. I have the email cubab890@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Go ahead and provide me your social security number.
Yes, it's 267-75-3767.
What is the last two numbers?
It's 3767.
Okay,
I've never seen
you.
It happen to me like that.
What's your date of birth?
It's November 25, 1962.
Thank you. And what's your home address or PO box if you have one?
The address is 9780 Jamaica Drive in Cutler Bay, Florida, 33189.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and request your credit summary. As I'm requesting your credit, I would like to ask you if you receive Social Security income disability.
Yes, I'm on disability.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask you some security questions, okay? This way we're able to receive a response back.
Yes.
Question number one. You may have opened a mortgage loan in or around July 2019. Please select the dollar amount range in which your monthly mortgage payment falls.
Well,
I
we
have.
have one.
Okay, that's correct. You have stated that this is going to be the first time. Okay, question number two. Which one of the following retail credit cards do you have? Have you applied for credit cards in the past or no?
I had a credit card now, but I just used to build up my credit that I'm using. I put my money in the card so I can, to build my credit. That's it. It's like to build my credit up. It's not a personal credit card from the bank or anything like that.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, question number three. According to your credit profile, you may have opened a First Premier Bank credit card as well. Let's go ahead and skip this question as well. Question number four. Which of the following is a current or previous employer? We have Mid Delta Home Health, Healthcare Academy, Southern Specialties, and as well we have Retire. Well, you stated your own disability, correct?
Yes. I'm not employed, none of those.
Okay. Okay, question number five. Please select the county for the address you provided. We have Hardy, Suwanee, Miami-Dade, Union, or none?
Huh?
Please select the county for the address you provided. We have Hardy, Suwanee, Miami-Dade, Union, or none?
Well, the county I live in is in Miami-Dade.
Thank you. Okay, the information is loading. Maybe it's going to ask us more questions or it's going to give us a response back, okay?
All right.
So give me one moment while the information is loading. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and thank you for your patience. I really appreciate it, okay? Your credit score is 576. This is through Equifax. I'm able to see a few negative accounts. So pretty much is lack of credit. I'm able to see that you have credit in your favor, but it's not enough credit in your favor. We have a delinquent percentage of 40%, which is considered to be high. Two collection accounts for the amount of $6,140. So this is what's holding you back pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and provide you with a program that is going to help you with your credit. This way we can help you fix your credit and we can help you build your credit at the same time. This way you're able to access better benefits down the road with good credit, okay? And based on the information that I have here, the program that you qualify for is the Success Program. It's the Prosperity SSI. The way that we will be working with you is that we're going to go ahead and work through all three credit bureaus, which is going to be Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. We will be working with everything that you consider to be misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and as well unverifiable, okay? As well, we will be providing you with access as well to the Loan Wizard. As a company, we don't give loans because we specialize in credit repair and improvement. However, what we're going to do is we're going to give you access to apply through a third party, excuse me, which is going to be through the Loan Wizard, which is a tool that is going to help you determine the financing payment options that are best for you. And this way you can apply for a personal loan based on credit worthiness, okay? Now, if you're currently being turned down for loans, I wouldn't recommend for you to apply for a loan. Or if you're getting high interest rates, I would recommend for you to work on your credit first and then apply for the loan, okay? Plus, we're going to go ahead and provide you as well with access to report your monthly payments on time to all three credit bureaus. Okay, so for example, if you have a phone bill, if you have insurance, etc., this is going to get reported to all three credit bureaus. And we will be providing you as well with access to a guaranteed line of credit. The line of credit, it can be worth up to $5,000 by the nationalcreditdirect.com. Okay, this is for purchases online. This is for items like jewelry, furniture, appliances, home decor, this type of items. Everything's available at a 0% interest. And by reporting every month to the credit bureau, that is what's going to make you more appealing to lenders, landlords. If they take a look in your report, that should work for them. If they want to take a risk on you, once they see the positive report of the trade line, okay?
Okay.
As well, we will be reporting your monthly payment on time. It's going to get reported as positive payment history. So, for example, when companies check your credit, it's going to show us if you have an active loan and you're giving the monthly payments on time, which is what they usually look for. They look for people who can pay on time. The program, the regular price is $149, but at the moment we have a discounted price of $119, the monthly fee, as long as you stay as a client. As well, the program is month to month. You can opt out should you experience a hardship, but the positive reporting will discontinue. So this is for the first program, okay? The success program. And since you're on disability, you qualify for another program. The second program is the Prosperity SSI. It includes all the benefits except for the line of credit. Okay, so all the benefits except for the line of credit. And this program, to get you started, it's $12.85. To get you started today, we have an enrollment fee of $119, which is to send the dispute letters out the door and start reporting to the credit bureau. And I can provide you until March the 25th to cover. And then on the month of April, your monthly fee is going to drop down to $79. I just need you to provide the credit advisor some source of paperwork, something that is showing that you're on Social Security income, disability, in order for you to keep the discounted price. Do you have any questions in regards to the program?
No, I don't have no question. Now, would this be coming out of the debit card that the Social Security provided me with, and you can take it out of the that debit card, the payment?
That is correct. Just so you know, our clients that are on Social Security income, disability, retirement, that's the way they're able to cover their monthly fee.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so then let's go ahead and get you started. Okay, I'm ready for the car number for the $12.95.
So what do we need to do to start this process?
To get you started today, it's only going to be the $12.85. It can be through a Visa, MasterCard, American Express. Which one would you be using?
Look, I have my debit card from the bank that we can use, but I want to put on file for the monthly payments to come out of my other debit card. So one of the debit cards might have the sufficient funds for the duration of starting the process. But at starting in April, like you said, it would be 79. That has to come out of a different debit card.
Okay, no worries. Well, no worries. I mean, you can update the card information at any time. To get started with the $12.95, we can use the card that you have at the moment, and then I will be providing you with our customer care phone number. And then by Monday, let's say, for example, you can get in contact to our customer care team, and you're able to update the card information, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I don't know what you want to do, but you know, you're going to use that car.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying what I need to get. I know I need onions.
Because I can use mine, too, because I use mine. I don't think I have used mine yet.
Oh, where need you go?
That's why I'll go in a minute. Hold on. I'm on the phone. Hold on, baby. So, I'll go in and I'll be right there with you.
All right. So
you're
going to use yours, I don't need
you.
They can be okay to leave my purse
out
in the truck.
Yeah, just cover it up. Put it in there and cover it up. Just take your phone with you. Put that over if you're not going to take it. I just want to be covered.
Oh, it'll be cold in here.
Hold on, I'm looking for to see which part I'm going to use, okay?
Bobby, when you come, make sure the door is locked, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm still here on the line, okay?
All right. All right. Hold on, it's taking me a minute. Hold on.
Yes, of course. Let me know when you're ready. I'm still here on the line. I'm still here on the line, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay, you say I'm gonna use the card that's gonna always have the money for the credit application. You still there?
Yes, I'm here. You're able to update the card information at any time. So, for example, let's say right now you want to get started with $12.85 with one card.
That's what I want to use the same. No, I don't have. I'm gonna use this card. I couldn't remember my password, so that's what's going on to see if
okay.
I can use this card and leave it on file, because this is what I want to use for every month, so I get my credit report.
Okay, of course, not a problem. If that's the same card that you want to use, not a problem. We can use it. Since they're automated payments, they're the ones that will be used. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
And now, how would I, you will send me a confirmation, everything to my email and everything about this?
Yeah, I'm going to send you all the information through email. So I'm going to give you access to your portal. Oh. We're going to go over the negative accounts right now while you're on the phone with me, etc.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, I want to use this card. It's 5332-4803-5688-3209.
Okay, what's the expiration month?
Okay, it's 10/31/27.
What's the expiration year?
27.
Okay, and what's the security number?
385.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so then once the payment is accepted, The second setup fee of the 119 will be charged until March the 25th. Okay, and then remember on the month of April the 25th, it's going to drop down to $79. I would just
okay,
need to go over our... go ahead.
No, instead I had, you know, I had 2 days ago, I had a oral surgeon in my mouth, and I just got a pain shot straight up into my nose, and when I was trying to breathe, it hurts.
Ouch.
But then, okay, so I was trying to ask you, so today you're going to take out the 12 what? 12 what was it?
$12.85.
Okay, and next month, how much it will be?
Next month, it's going to drop down to $79.
Okay, and after that, it will always be $79 every other month?
That is correct.
Oh, it'll go.
That is correct.
All right. All right, I want to, because I sure need to build up my credit, and I want to get my credit. Now, how do I pay my debts? How do I get my debts to be paid?
So you would have to continue making the monthly payments. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and report it positively towards your credit standing. This way you're able to build your credit.
I know. But how do I pay off my debts in my collector's agency and stuff like that? Will y'all be helping me pay it?
No, we're not going to help you pay it. But what we're going to do is we're going to go over the information to see what's yours and what's not yours. If we're going to go over the information to see if we have duplicated accounts. And then it's going to show you the names of the companies.
Yes. And as far as you helping me clear those that are not mine and clear those and putting those that are mine in perspective, you know, so that it be only those things on my credit report, right?
That is correct. That's why we're going to go over your credit file right now while you're on the phone with me. This way we're able to go over all the information. Right now we only went through Equifax, but we're going to go through Experian and TransUnion as well. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So then I would just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.85 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates the curse resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. So we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Before I process the payment, I want you to know that we have family programs available. So let's say, for example, if you add somebody else, it would be $160 for you and somebody else. Would you like to add somebody else, or would you like to continue on your own?
No, just me.
Just you? Okay. So then let's go ahead and process the payment. Allow me one moment while the information is loading, okay?
Yes.
Once the payment goes through, I'm going to send you an email. The email's going to say the Credit Pro Support Team, TCP Support Team, okay? We're going to go over the information. So let me know once you receive the email. Okay, I just sent you the email. Let me know once you receive it. Have you received the email?
Oh, no, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
now. Okay. The Credit Pro welcomes. Okay, I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. It says your login. Now that's my ID. That's my ID for me to log into the website.
Or that is correct. To log in into your portal.
Into my portal?
That is correct.
Okay,
so into your portal. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do I have to open this login link? Or no?
Yes. Go ahead and open it up.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, I'm opening.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, it has Florida information, statements, the rights under the Florida law. But it says here I'll be paying $119 a month. But because of the individual.
It's showing right now because that's the regular price. But since you will be providing you with some paperwork or something that is showing that your own social security income, it's going to drop down. Right now, I'm going to transfer you to your credit advisor. But remember, you have until the 25th in order for you to provide us with that paperwork. Okay?
I've got paperwork to sign?
No, it's a paperwork just to show that your own social security income, disability, etc.
Oh, so I got to send him a picture of my social security paper saying I'm on disability, this and that.
That is correct. It's something that is showing that you're on disability, so you're able to keep
the
discount.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, I have it. I just want to make sure because I'm going to write this down so I won't forget. I can do it tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday this coming week, right?
That is correct. I mean, once you have time, I will be providing you with our customer care team, so.
Okay. All right. Remember number. Do I have to create it now? I have to create a password, too.
That is correct. You have to create a password, yes. Because this is going to be your portal. That's how you're able to keep track of your credit reports. This way you're able to check 24/7, et cetera. See what's being removed, the positive improvement that is creating towards your credit standing. I'm going to be here on the line. If you happen to have any questions, let me know, okay?
Yes, thank you.
invalid usury value of Brown County. But it doesn't tell me to create or anything here. It just said log in. So I put my email.
Then go ahead and log in. Log in.
Yeah, but when I put a password, it said invalid email, invalid password, because I need to create an account. Yeah, it's not taking it.
Okay, then let me just go ahead and transfer you to our automated credit advisor ACE to set up your account. And then once the recording is done, you're going to press 1. This is going to get you transferred to your credit advisor. I'm going to put on the notes that you need assistance with your portal, okay?
Yes.
Give me one moment. Okay, there. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you now. I already put on the notes that you need assistance with the portal, okay? It's going to be first, it's going to be the automated recording that is going to go over your information. And then once the recording is done, you're going to press 1, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. One moment, please.